Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
All right, well, this is Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Okay.
It says, retold and illustrated by Jan Brett.
Okay.
For Betty, Sally, and Joe. And for Miriam.
Oh, wow.
Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived together in a house of their own in a wood.
What? How is the bear telling the kids they're like that?
One of them was a little, small, wee bear. And one was a mid-sized bear, and the other was a great huge bear.
Oh my gosh!
They each had a bowl.
Mom?
Yeah.
Isn't this school day tomorrow?
Yes.
Ah!
They each had a bowl for their porridge, a little bowl for the little small wee bear, a middle-sized bowl for the middle-sized bear, and a great huge bowl for the great huge bear. And they each had a chair to sit in, a little chair for the little small wee bear, a middle-sized chair for the middle-sized bear, and a great huge chair for the great huge bear. And they each had a bed to sleep in, a little bed for the little small wee bear, a middle-sized bed for the middle-sized bear, and a great huge bed for the great huge bear. If you can't focus, I don't have to read right now. One day after they had made their porridge for breakfast and poured it into their porridge bowls, they walked out into the woods while the porridge was cooling. And while they were walking, a little girl named Goldilocks came to their house. First, she looked in at the window. Then she peeped in at the keyhole. And seeing no one was home, she lifted the latch. But she broke into their house. The door opened before her, and in she went. How pleased Goldilocks was when she saw the steaming porridge on the table. The sweet smell of the porridge with roasted nuts, honey, and berries filled the room. It was so tempting that Goldilocks set about herself, helping herself. First, she tasted the porridge of the great huge bear, but it was too hot. Then she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bear, but it was too cold. And then she tried the porridge of the little small wee bear, and it was neither too hot nor too cold. It was just right. She liked it so much that she ate it all up.
Where's the wee bear?
The wee bear had the small bowl.
Oh, that's
cool. So she ate all his food. And he didn't have any food. What's he gonna eat? Then Goldilocks sat down in the chair of the great huge bear, but it was too hard for her. Then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized bear, but it was too soft for her. And then she sat down in the chair of the little, small, wee bear, and this chair was neither too hard nor too soft, but just right.
Which one's the little wee bear?
So Goldilocks seated herself in it, and there she sat until the bottom of the chair gave way. And down she came, plump, upon the floor.
Which is the wee bear?
This one, she broke his chair. Now he doesn't have a chair to sit in. First she ate all his porridge, and now she broke his chair. Then Goldilocks went upstairs to the bedroom in which the three bears slept. First she lay down upon the bed of the great huge bear, but that was too high at the head for her. Next, she lay down upon the bed of the middle-sized bear, but that was too high at the foot for her. Then she lay down upon the bed of the little small wee bear, and that was neither too high at the head nor foot, but just right. So she covered herself up comfortably and fell fast asleep.
Which one's the wee bear?
I guess it's that one that she's in.
This one?
Yes.
I guess it.
Uh-oh. By this time, the three bears thought their porridge would be cool enough to eat, so they returned home for breakfast. Now Goldilocks had left the spoon of the great huge bear standing in the porch. Somebody has been at my porridge, said the great huge bear in a great rough, gruff voice. And when the middle-sized bear looked at hers, she saw that the spoon was standing in it too. Somebody has been at my porridge, said the middle-sized bear in her middle voice. Then the small wee bear looked at his bowl and the spoon in the porridge bowl, but the porridge was all gone. Somebody has been in my porridge and has eaten it all up, said the little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Ooh, he looks angry.
No, it doesn't.
Upon this, the three bears, seeing that someone had entered their house and eaten up little small wee bear's breakfast, began to look about. Now, Goldilocks had not put the hard cushion straight when she rose from the chair of the great huge bear. Somebody has been sitting in my chair.
Too scary,
says the great huge bear in his great rough, gruff voice. And Goldilocks had crumpled the soft cushion of the middle-sized bear. Somebody has been sitting in my chair, said the middle-sized bear in her middle voice. And you know what Goldilocks had done to the third chair? Somebody has been sitting in my chair and has sat the bottom right out of it, said little small wee bear in his little small wee voice. Then the bears thought it necessary that they should make a further search. So they went upstairs to their bedroom. Now Goldilocks had pulled the pillows off of Great Huge Bear out of his place. Somebody has been lying in my bed.
I'm too scary,
said the Great Huge Bear in his great rough, gruff voice.
Which one's the huge bear?
That one. And Goldilocks had pulled the cover of the middle-sized bear out of its place. Somebody has been lying in my bed, said middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice.
Where? Which one?
That one.
That one?
Yes. And then the little small wee bear came to look at his bed. Uh-oh. There was Goldilocks, sleeping peacefully, her long shiny braids spread across his pillow. Little small wee bear just stared at her for a moment and didn't say anything. But then he cried, "Somebody has been lying in my bed! Goldilocks had heard in her sleep the great, rough, gruff voice of the great, huge bear and the middle voice of the middle-sized bear. But it was only as if she had heard someone speaking in a dream. But when she heard the little, small, wee voice of the little, small, wee bear, it was so sharp and so shrill and so like her own that it awakened her at once. Up she started. And when she saw the three bears on one side of the bed, she tumbled herself off the other and ran to the window. Up Goldilocks jumped and ran away as fast as she could. As fast as she could run, not looking behind her until she was very far away. And what happened to Goldilocks afterwards? No one can tell. But the three bears never saw anything more of her. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.